Excuse me. Excuse me. You're awake, aren't you? I know you're awake. Even though your eyes are shut, I can tell. Your breathing is different when you're sleeping. The rhythm of your breathing when you're asleep is like a slow melody. And of course, your breathing is a melody when you're awake as well, but it's a lot faster then. And right now, your sweet, sweet breathing is very, very fast. So I know you're really awake. I don't blame you for pretending to be asleep, though, since I barged into your room like this uninvited. What if I was someone who came to steal from you? Or what if I came in to abduct you or hurt you? There are so many frightful possibilities for someone to come into your room like this, unannounced. So I must have spooked you, didn't I? I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to scare you. That's a bit hard, though, isn't it? To not scare you. When I look like this, I've got these demonic-looking wings like I came straight out of hell. And these horns, they look so threatening, don't they? I think so. But of course, I don't mean to be threatening. And I've even got this tail, like I'm some sort of freak. But I'm not a freak. It's me. Do you remember me? I still look kind of similar, don't you think? We spent so much time together and have known each other for so long, so I hope you do still recognize me. I'm your guardian angel. I'm the one who has always loved you, who has always cared for you, who has always protected you, who has tended to you when you were sick, who has comforted you when you were scared. You can kind of see that I'm not much of an angel anymore. I lost my angelic wings. I lost my halo. I don't have that certain heavenly aura about me like I used to, and there's certainly nothing holy about me anymore. I really hope that even after all this, you can still think of me as your guardian angel still. But, to put it bluntly, I've fallen. That's why I disappeared a week ago. One moment, while I was watching you sleep like I always do, I was moving my hand to caress your face. All I could think about was how precious you looked, and how precious you are. I was so focused on your adorable face that I didn't notice it at first, that my hand had transformed. No longer was it the tender hand of an angel. Instead, it was more demonic. My nails had grown longer and sharper, and the tint of my skin had changed. And that's when I noticed the other changes as well. The ones you already know. The wings, the horns, the tail. I was so ashamed and scared. What would you think of me? Would you fear me? Would you hate me? Be disgusted with me? I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. So, I ran away. I couldn't face you. I couldn't bear to find out what you'd really think of me. But I'm here now. I'm here to face you and finally come to terms with reality. I need to find out what you really think of me, even if I might not like the answer. Of course, that's not the only reason I'm here. The truth is, I'm starving for you. And not just in a, I love you so much that I am emotionally starving for your company kind of way. I am starving for you in that way too, of course, but the point I was trying to make is, you see, how do I put this? Well, there isn't really a light way to say this now that I think about it. Okay, I'll just say it plainly. I'm a succubus. I didn't just become any normal fallen angel. I became a succubus. As for the reason why, well, that has to do with you. See, angels are supposed to be pure, if you catch my drift. Basically, they need to keep their mind as far away from the gutter as possible. That means no lewd thoughts allowed. Absolutely none. Zero. But I had a bit more than zero lewd thoughts, and, well, they were all because of you. I just couldn't get you out of my head. I still can't get you out of my head. When I see you sleep, when I watch you smile in your sleep, maybe from having a few lewd thoughts of your own, it's enough to drive me insane. I can only hope that those thoughts were of me. And when I see how defenseless your lips are when you're sleeping, well, it just makes my mind wander, to say the least. I restrained myself, of course, because I love you. And not just in a lewd way. I love you with all of my heart. I dedicate my every atom to you. All the years I've spent faithfully taking care of you can attest to that. I don't think there's a guardian angel anywhere more devoted than me after all. But regardless of how devoted I am to you, an angel isn't to have lewd, impure thoughts. That's why I became a succubus in particular instead of just a fallen angel. The lust corrupted me. And that's what brings me to the main point here. See, you know that a succubus has needs, right? They don't exactly eat normal food. They have to get their nutrition in an alternative way. They have to get it from people. And, well, I don't want my nutrition from any human other than you. You're the reason I became a succubus after all. And you're the only human that I've ever loved for all these years. The only human I've been absolutely fanatical over. That's why I've been saving myself. For you. It hurts me to starve myself like this. My muscles are so weak. I don't have any energy. But I won't have anyone else other than you. If you won't give yourself to me, then I won't have anyone. I'd rather starve to death. But you know, I don't have to starve to death if you help me. If you get what I'm saying. So, would you like to feed me? Since you're the only human who can do that? Would you like to do lewd things with me? I hope you do. I mean, I heard you in the past. I know it was difficult for you to get your alone time with me always by your side as your guardian angel. So you'd always take full advantage of bathroom breaks, the only time you were away from me. I always thought it was so strange that you'd take so long in the bathroom. But you know, I couldn't help but notice when you were in the bathroom, you'd always call my name. Again and again you'd call it. So eagerly too, but quietly enough so that you thought I wouldn't hear. Just what were you doing in there? Did you think I didn't hear because I was so far away? Angels have very good hearing, you know. Much better than a human's. I heard every time you called my name. And I heard all the things you said in your fantasies. All the things you wished you could say to my face. I'm right here, you know. If you want to tell me those things, why don't you give them a try? I promise I won't be disappointed. No? Are you too shy? Well, it is a large first step to take, I think. To go straight for super duper lewd things. Maybe we can try something lighter first. How would you like to hold my hand? It's pretty lewd, I think. Maybe I'm being a bit Puritan here, but I personally think hand-holding is pretty lewd. Strange words to hear from a succubus, I know, but I can't help it. That's just me. I just became one very recently, after all. And, you know, since it's something lewd, maybe I'll be able to get some nutrition out of it. Maybe it'll fill me up and then my strength would return to me. Wouldn't that just be wonderful? Wouldn't you like to do that for me, darling? So, what do you say? My hand is right here, eagerly, begging for yours. Would you like to hold my hand? Wow! This is amazing! And super lewd. I can't believe my naked hand is holding your naked hand. I feel like my eyes are going to roll back into their sockets out of ecstasy. And I thought I was impure before, but this really does take the cake. That being said, though, I don't think I'm getting any nutrition out of this. Maybe we need to do something a bit lewder. What do you think we could do? Do you have any ideas? Maybe we could try hugging. Hugging is also pretty lewd, don't you think? I mean, two people just wrapping their bodies around each other is textbook lewd. And I'm a succubus, so I'm pretty much an authority on lewd things, so take my word for it. Hugging is definitely the sort of degenerate thing we need right now. So here, my arms are wide open. Why don't you wrap your arms tightly around me and give me a nice, warm hug? There we go. How's that? I hope it feels as good for you as it does for me. Because right now, I feel like they just let me back into heaven. You're spoiling me so much with this hug, darling. I hope you feel spoiled as well. I like to think that you do. I mean, I'm rather soft, aren't I? All over. And aren't I just drop-dead gorgeous? I was ravishing even as an angel, but now that I'm a succubus, well, the transformation certainly had a way of accentuating a few of my features. I really hope you like the new me. You're the one who made the new me, after all. You even gave me these horns. I'm sure there's a joke in here somewhere, but I'll leave low-hanging fruit alone. You're hugging me so tightly. I really appreciate the enthusiasm, but it's all right, sweetheart. I'm not going anywhere. You don't have to hold me in place like this. I'm your guardian angel. I've been with you for so long. I'm never leaving you again. Even if I'm a succubus now, that'll never change what I am for you. But still, I appreciate it. Especially since I feel like it gives me a pass to hold you even more tightly as well. You know, as hardcore as this hugging is, I don't think it's lewd enough to give me any nutrition. To put it simply, I think we need to go lewder. Now, I know this sounds crazy and completely over the top, I understand, but what if we kissed? That's maybe the third most lewd thing I can think of, maybe even the second. To be fair, we have just started doing raunchy things today, so this might be moving too quickly, but I've been starving all this time. Can you really leave me like this? I haven't had any energy. I'm basically dying here. So what do you... Oh. Wow. You're really nodding your head so eagerly, aren't you? But that's the sort of reaction I love to see. So... then I guess that settles that. Let's kiss. Now, close your eyes for me, won't you, sweetheart? This is far too lewd for you to see.